Did you have a senior prank? Maybe it went really well, or in this case, it went terribly wrong, and people are in trouble, not only students, but the actual administration of the school. 833-JOE-ALEX. I would love to hear what your senior prank was and how it all went down, if things went okay and it was funny, or things went kind of bad. Check this one out.
The superintendent says 16 seniors at Shikellamy High School were responsible for this. Flipped desks, toilet-papered hallways, and a dozen chickens left out overnight in classrooms. It was supposed to be part of a school prank, which was supervised by the school's senior advisor. But the superintendent says it got out of hand.
There was like a lot of toilet paper, a lot of Vaseline all over the handles of doors.
Vaseline?
There were chickens.
As a result of the prank, the high school principal, vice principal, and senior advisor have all been suspended by the Shikellamy School District.
Okay, that's insane, right? To suspend all those people?
They were mad that they let it happen. It was like they had warning about it and let them. I'm shocked. My school
Students
got
News Watch.
Go ahead.
My school got super mad at us because we made T-shirts that we had school construction going on, and we wrote "Please excuse noise in school," in each letter was capitalized. Please excuse noise in school. So you can see what that spells out. So we got in trouble for that. I can't imagine coming in and vandalizing and letting chickens out.
Yeah, vandalizing a school is not a prank.
16 spoke to have mixed emotions about the prank. On one hand, it was supposed to be funny. On the other, it did cause quite a mess.
As a general rule, I think people are taking it a little too seriously. But I could see why people would be upset about the whole classroom destruction. And, you know, the teacher, I can understand why he would be upset.
The superintendent is now in charge of the high school.
I hope he's all right, you know. I don't want him to get fired or anything.
The students responsible were tasked with cleaning the mess. People we spoke to say this prank went too far. But the pranking tradition here goes back 40 years.
40 years the school has had this. So this is not like a new random thing. It's part of it. They have advisors. Obviously, they went a little too far.
We didn't have, per se, the pranks like they're pulling now. But ours were minor. But yeah, we toilet papered, but we did the outside of the building.
There will be a meeting next Monday.
Yeah, so I mean, that's... It's interesting. I don't ever remember a prank when I was in high school or hearing any of my friends anywhere I know or I met where the administration actually got suspended because they kind of let the prank happen. 833-JOE-ALEX. You don't have to be suspended, but what was your prank? Was it a good school senior prank? Like, Alex, what was your prank you guys said you did?
It was spelling out penis, essentially, on shirts, saying, please excuse noise in school, because we had school construction going on.
Whoever thought of that prank, like, I'm a genius! This is the greatest shirt ever made!
we had to take them off after about 30 minutes.
I'm looking back, I don't think we had a good senior prank. Like, that's how lame we are.
Somebody did let pigs out in my school a few years before my prank. That's why my class did the shirts, because we were like, oh, well, this is nothing compared to like the other classes that let out pigs and stuff.
Pork Chop, when you were in school, did you guys have any kind of senior prank, or maybe there was a prank you remember being pulled?
No, like, I'm the ultimate prankster, and you would think that I would lead a good one for my class, but no, sadly we did not. We were too goody-two-shoes.
I feel like, what can you do? Like, I've heard stuff like, oh, we put the teacher's car on the roof. No, you didn't. Who actually put a car on a roof?
I would love to do something like that to somebody. I think that's hilarious.
We had somebody, it wasn't a senior prank, but we had somebody that actually took a bunch of crickets and let them loose in the school.
Ooh.
That sucked. You get them like at a pet store, because obviously, like, right. Was it lizards or iguanas? They eat those. And you can buy them, I think, like 50 or 100 at a time. So they let a couple hundred loose. But yeah, they had to kind of like, what is it, like chemically spray the school that weekend?
You didn't have to go to the pet store and do all that. Just get Justin Bieber to show up. You know, he is a reptilian shapeshifter.
Yeah, he has him in his pocket. Like, oh, here, let me share my friends with you.